An editorial in the journal Nature is strongly critical of the U.S. administration for its laissez-faire attitude to AI and absence of federal AI safety regulation. The journal calls for transparency from AI companies about how models work, the banning of deepfake videos, forbidding the use of copyright material in model training, and accountability by providers on harms caused by models. As the year 2026 opens, VentureBeat predicts some AI research areas that could be the most important this year. Two areas are continual learning, where a model learns new facts without the expensive process of retraining, and world models, where the goal is for AI to understand physical environments without the need for human-labeled data. Refinement is another research area to look out for in 2026, where an answer from an AI is critiqued, revised, and re-verified in an AI workflow. Another trend this year could be the move away from screens in AI towards audio-first interaction. This is representative of a paradigm where a user is not on the outside of a black box AI system, interacting via prompts. Rather, the user is a human in the loop, aided by innovation in human-computer interaction tools. For Tim Berners-Lee, inventor of the World Wide Web, the user has been reduced to a consumable product for the advertiser. There's still time to build machines that work for humans, and not the other way around. Meanwhile, an InfoWorld article asks if generative AI belongs to a collection of overhyped technologies, a collection to which blockchain, NFTs, and big data belong. For the journal, tech companies are driven by the search for innovative technologies, due to incentives from venture capital investments and an underlying human desire to discover new insights. In the past, this has led to a lot of failed technologies, but also to technologies like railroads, electricity, and the internet. A Financial Times article looks at the increased strain in U.S. and EU relations over regulation such as the EU's Digital Services Act and Digital Markets Act. Big tech is leveraging its influence with Donald Trump to apply pressure on the EU. One of the architects of the Digital Services Act, Thierry Breton, received a visa ban to the U.S. last month for censorship. The political pressure will test the Europeans, who fear Trump will shift support to Russia in the Ukraine-Russia conflict or invade Greenland. Meanwhile, several countries have condemned xAI for allowing the easy generation of sexualized images of minors by the Grok platform. On the topic AI risks, The Guardian interviews members of the AI Futures Project, a group of researchers investigating existential risks linked to AI. For some researchers, San Francisco may be the new Wuhan, a reference to the Chinese city where COVID is thought to have emerged. One researcher says that Silicon Valley's attitude towards regulation is exemplified by Uber. Initially, road safety regulations forbade driverless cars, but big tech managed to have these regulations modified. The concern is that big tech successfully exerts similar pressure on AI safety regulation. Elsewhere, Reuters reports that the market may be underestimating the risk of inflation brought by the huge amount of AI investment. Deutsche Bank estimates that AI data center spending will reach $4 trillion by 2030, leading to supply chain bottlenecks for chips and electricity shortages. This will push AI prices up even further, and further reduce returns on investment.